Republicans were in the majority at the start of the decade, so they redrew Wisconsin's congressional and legislative boundaries. It was the case in quite a few states. The ruling party drew districts to solidify partisan control. They're either dominated by Republicans or Democrats, with very few districts up for grabs. Lawsuits followed. David Cannon testified at several trials that the process is flawed. He's a political science professor at UW-Madison with a focus on redistricting.
So the current process has two main problems, I would say. One is in the process itself, which is highly contentious, always ends up in court, costs the taxpayers millions of dollars in legal fees, and ends up then with a set of districts that really aren't very competitive. They tend to help the majority party.
In Wisconsin's case, several organizations successfully sued in 2011, claiming legislative leaders failed to create an assembly district with a majority of Latino voters. Two districts on Milwaukee's near south side had to be reconfigured. Cannon says several states are looking at the method Iowa uses. A neutral organization has been redrawing that state's political boundaries since 1980. Ed Cook serves as legal counsel.
By doing it the way we do it, we basically resolve it quickly. There's been no litigation in regards to the plans that have been enacted. And both sides basically know what the lines are. And given that we're fairly evenly split state, it tends to result in plans that at least both sides feel give them a fair opportunity to, you know, send more members to Congress or to gain control of the legislature.
One person calling for Wisconsin to change its redistricting process is State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would assign the job to the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau.
In the state of Wisconsin, we have very few, I want to say about five competitive seats in the assembly out of 99. There are no competitive congressional seats after the way the redistricting was done.
No matter what system Wisconsin uses, Republican State Senator Glenn Grothman foresees somebody challenging the resulting boundaries.
No, but there's no good way to do it. I mean, it's not like a comfortable way to do it, right?
Even if the non-political Legislative Reference Bureau does the job.
When we allow unelected civil servants to do things, I don't think the public is necessarily happy. Oh, I could easily see there being lawsuits either way, because people argue that the LRB did things the wrong way.
Grothman doesn't see the proposed change going anywhere. The bill has been languishing in committee since last spring. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.